Over 100 global leaders pledged to end deforestation by 2030. More than 100 global leaders have pledged to halt and reverse deforestation and land degradation by the end of the decade, underpinned by $19 billion in public and private funds to invest in protecting and restoring forests. The promise made in a joint statement issued at the COP26 climate talks in Glasgow was backed by the leaders of countries including Brazil, Indonesia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, which collectively accounted for 85% of the world's forests. The Glasgow Leaders' Declaration on Forest and Land Use will cover forests totaling more than 13 million square miles, according to a statement released by the UK Prime Minister's Office on behalf of the leaders. US President Joe Biden said in a new US plan would help the world deliver on our shared goal of halting natural forest loss and restoring at least an additional 200 million hectares of forest and other ecosystems by 2030. We're going to ensure markets recognize the true economic value of natural carbon sinks and motivate governments, landowners, and stakeholders to prioritize conservation, Biden said. Forests absorb roughly 30% of carbon dioxide emissions, according to the non-profit World Resources Institute. The forests take the emission out of the atmosphere and prevent them from warming the climate. Yet this natural climate buffer is rapidly disappearing. The world lost 258,000 square kilometres, 99,600 square miles of forest in 2020, according to the WRI's Deforestation Tracking Initiative Global Forest Watch. That is an area larger than the United Kingdom. The agreement vastly expands a similar commitment made by 40 countries as part of the 2014 New York Declaration of Forests and goes further than ever before in laying out the resources to reach that goal.